You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
You know, Viagra won't make you James Bond.
But
it will make you Roger Moore.
So, did you enjoy the show this morning?
Hey?
We're recording, but we got your Roger Moore joke in there.
Oh, sorry.
Yo. Wakey, wakey up and Adam this morning. It is 5 minutes past six for Snow FM breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan and a bit of that wind warning experience this morning.
Listen, I almost got blown away as I was walking into work this morning.
Oh, you still risked the walk?
Well, I risked the walk to the car.
Right.
And then drove safely in the warm, heated cabin.
Could you imagine?
And then risked the walk from the car park to the radio studio here.
Could you imagine some of the, I think potentially there's people that do tents for the winter season in Jindabyne.
Oh, camping.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
We wish you well.
We wish you well. Very glad I'm not there. Hey, Simo, if you head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page, today is the day.
Today is the day.
One of us is going to get waxed. You can vote for whoever it will be. It started off when we started the poll. Simo was leading by a huge margin. I was popping the champagne.
80% or something the first night I was on.
Then I came back and I was in the lead for a day or two. And now Simo has taken back over the lead. But it is so, so, so close. Make sure you get your votes in for Simo, not me. The winner will get their arm waxed. The loser we'll get a nice little treatment, all thanks to Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty.
And so it's wax on, wax off, running for 4 weeks, so you get amongst it.
Mm.
It's always good to, snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, as they say.
You know, it's terrible to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
I'm going to get waxed. Good times. Higher love right now. Think about it. Solid gold for now. Snow FM breakfast 20 to 7 and a bit of karma this morning.
I would have gone with Karma Chameleon, but, you know, good choice.
So there is a gentleman who has started to experience a lot of bad juju.
Are you someone who believes in karma and all this sort of stuff? What goes around comes around?
As mentioned, Pirate Code. take what you get, give nothing back.
Can I just remind everyone Simo is single, if he's interested?
Any man, what is it that falls behind, gets left behind? That's another one.
I think you're just saying words now.
Okay, so he's written a letter to boot with trying to get over his karma here. So what he's actually done, he's pinched a couple of sauce bottles from a local restaurant.
Oh, I see.
And
someone gone out for a meal, they called and said, would you like sauce with that, sir? He said, yes.
Yep.
And has mistaken that for would you like sauce for the rest of your life.
I think it's one of these kind of burger bar situations where they actually have bottles of sauce on the tables. So he's actually nicked a full glass bottle of the stuff.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, so
what sauce did he go with, does it say?
He's gone with the tomato, with the ketchup.
Okay. I would have gone with barbecue, but each to their own.
What's ended up happening is he's written a letter to the ownership just to atone for his sins. You ready for this?
Go for it.
Here we go. A few weeks ago, I had taken one of your ketchup bottles off the table because, for some odd reason, I thought it'd be risky. I'm as square as they come, and this is the worst thing I've done. Well, a few hours, I did it, someone crashed into my car, and since then, my karma, my luck, and life, they've been terrible. I hope returning two bottles will restore some karma for me, and I can't stop carrying around the guilt. Again, I'm really sorry if I inconvenienced you the same way my life has been inconvenienced. I'm sorry. From an awful person.
Okay, couple of issues with that.
Yep.
Number one, fantastic dramatic reading.
Thank you.
I thought you were almost in tears for one stage.
Yes.
Number two, you say that you're not someone who believes in all this karma and sort of stuff. However, when we go out for a burger and they do have the sauce there, I have never seen someone return the sauce quicker.
Oh, really?
Than you.
Okay, interesting.
So we get the food.
Yeah.
Simo goes, gets the sauce, sauces up his burger.
Yep.
And then just puts it back. I was like, if that was me, I'd just leave it there and put it back at the end of my meal. But you, as soon as you're done with it, it's back there. So you say you don't believe in karma and all this sort of stuff, but yeah, you are like Usain Bolt returning the sauce. Maybe this whole karma thing, oh no, I don't believe in karma. Maybe that's just a lie.
No, there's something else that trumps my Pirate Code in those situations.
Yeah?
It's because that is a communal sauce. So I'm a sassy socialist / communist at heart. That's, so I got to make sure that everyone gets a bit of sauce.
Care about the community.
Thank you. Show me a piece of- Sunflower, Post Malone, Swaley involved as well. 8 minutes on the way to seven. It is Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And now, Simo, when you find the right person in life, have you thought about how you're going to propose to them? Are you someone who's going to do like a big propose, like at halftime at the footy, or are you just going to do a nice, chilled one?
It's very presumptuous of you, my friend, but...
Well, presumptuous is my middle name.
Is it?
No, it's James.
Jordan Presumptuous... And what was your last name again?
You don't know my last name.
That's a weird last name.
Thank you. It's Czechoslovakian.
No, I haven't thought about it too heavily. I've been the best man in a couple of weddings.
Okay.
And heard about how some of these proposals go down. Generally, there's been some mountains involved in some. So, like, you know, having a nice view is always good.
I mean, if only we lived in a town where, like, the snowy mountains were just around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
If only.
But speaking of really good views, I've seen the photo of this proposal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
So there is a cow udders involved.
Sorry, you said really good views.
Yeah, no.
And then you said cow udder.
I was being ironic. So there's that's proposed to his other half by leaving a ring on a cow's udder, because I think, like, they're farmers, they're obviously dairy farmers.
I was going to say, if he was just an accountant in the city or something, that's really weird.
Yeah, if he's a lawyer.
Honey, I've got a cow.
that's like the biggest mistake since Jack bought, like, you know, those magic beans. Rookie move.
So what happened? So we put the ring
gold band,
on the cow's udder, and she just went out for another day of milking, I assume that's
true
in the country?
And then she even said yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so, I mean, would you risk it? I mean, it's a bit, I think it's a bit of a risky move.
I know. I mean, also, most farms have a lot of cows. You want to make sure you got the right one.
Oh, no.
Imagine if the ring went to, you know, the Czechoslovakian milkmaid.
I think you just solved how Sauron could never, ever find the ring in Lord of the Rings.
What, it was on a cow's udder?
Yeah.
That would have really
cow's
changed.
Udder, put it out to the field. Oh, there's too many cows. I can't possibly find the one ring.
That would have really changed Lord of the Rings. Just, my precious. And it's just on a cow's udder.
Yeah, it turns around and it's like, actually, the Shire was the safest place for it. Miley Cyrus, mother's daughter this morning. She's swishing her way through Thursday.
Oh, you must have mucked up the first swish swish.
Swish. 10 minutes past seven, Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, what's that you asked me before? Something about how I would announce that I'm not dead?
Yeah, so let's say that no one had seen you for a little while, maybe like a week or so, and people started fearing the worst. How would you announce your comeback?
Well, I mean, I'd hope if they haven't seen me for a while, they wouldn't just assume that I'm dead. They would maybe text me or something like that.
It's a modern world.
How would I? I don't know. I tell you what, if there was like a proper funeral, if they'd just gone on for a while.
Yeah.
And they were having a funeral about me.
Yeah.
I'd love to come and do like the big grand entrance.
Nice.
Just walk in and say, g'day.
Right,
then I fear some of my family might think that I'm like possessed by the devil and start chasing me with pitchforks.
Well, it's one of those things, right?
I've got a weird family.
I mean, if ghost life exists, you'd be one of those people that like comes back, makes it rain blood just to let everyone know that, yeah, look, it's a thing.
Fair enough, yeah. So why are we talking about this? What, have you been doing some thinking or something?
The reason I bring it up is because this headline hit the news yesterday, which is just beautiful. I feel like we need something. This is just too good. Turkmenistan's leader does donuts next to flaming crater to prove he's not dead.
I'm worried how often you play this bed.
And this is a reputable news source as well.
Okay, so what happened? So Turkmenistan.
So it was his first appearance on TV since July 15. So it's been a little while between drinks. He was last shown writing a book, playing with cats, and reviewing footage of himself and his grandson performing a song together. Now there's a whole bunch of unpacking that needs to happen there.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I don't even know where to start on that.
But Turkmenistan, so it's one of these countries where the media is like none of it's private. It's all kind of government run.
So it's all ABC, essentially.
Yeah, so there was rumours concerning his week-long disappearance from TV that he might actually, in fact, be dead. So what he ended up doing was getting in kind of a rally car and doing donuts around. It's kind of like a natural, like hole in the ground. It's called Hell's Gate in Turkmenistan. So it's like a fiery volcano kind of eruption spot.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing donuts in a car just to let everyone know, look, hey, it's on national TV. I'm not dead. I'm actually just doing donuts in a rally car around a fiery pit of lava.
I mean, I don't want to offend anyone from Turkmenistan. I don't know whether that's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But doing that to prove that you're not dead is a bit weird. Like, couldn't you just stand there and wave and say, hello, I'm not dead?
I don't know. Maybe it's he's kind of feeding into the idea that he's, like, dodging death. He's, like, he's flirting with danger.
I mean, I'm not denying. It's an amazingly cool thing. Like, I want to do it, but maybe a bit dramatic.
The Chainsmokers take away a fresh track on Snow FM. It is 19 minutes to 8. Snow FM at breakfast, a bit of bird chat.
Yes, Simo, bird chat. It's what we like to do. Well, never, but we're going to do it now anyway. Hey, scientists have revealed overnight, they found out that 19 million years ago, there was an ancient parrot that roamed the land, which was a metre tall.
Whoa.
And yes, and was also a carnivore.
Wow.
So parrots nowadays, diet consists of crackers.
Yep.
But back then, they could have potentially eaten a human.
Utterly frightening.
Yeah, these birds are flightless.
Just like a giant galah, like, walking around eating people.
Well, no, galahs can fly.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that kind of imagery. So yes. Looks like a galah, looks like a parrot?
Well, it looks like a parrot, but it's a metre tall, can't fly and eat people.
Imagine if it could talk.
I know.
Like, Polly doesn't want to crack her anymore. Polly wants to crack your bones into a million pieces.
I mean, it's bad news for pirates. Like, can you imagine Jack Sparrow just with the massive 1 meter tall parrot on his shoulder that could eat him at any time?
Yeah, good luck with that.
But good news. Mm. Good news, though. These birds were only found in New Zealand, so we're safe.
Wow.
Yeah. For once, New Zealand has the deadly animals, not us.
Across the ditch.
Yes. So provided you stay away from New Zealand, you're safe.
Okay. I mean, if they added that to their rugby team, they would be unbeatable. Blah, 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 blah. Cyrus this morning. Snow FM breakfast, 10 to 8. Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, every single day at this time, we're joined by your Oma, who is on the line. Good morning, Oma.
Good morning, Oma.
Good morning, boys.
Oma's got some lyrics that she's going to sing for us. If you can guess the lyrics, a voucher to Mountain Munchies is heading your way.
And Oma, how are you this morning? I mean, there's a bit of the cold front coming through. You're all rugged up. How is Oppa?
Oppa is good. He's very, very good. And I am good. But we have a question.
Oh, okay.
Is Cyrus a sibling to Miley Cyrus?
She's not, but it's a very good question.
Mm. Miley Cyrus does have like 3 or 4 siblings.
Yeah.
Everybody in the Cyrus family, they got the songs with the bippy and the boppy and the tunes. Oh, it's so good. I love it.
Well, Billy Ray's had a bit of a comeback getting involved in Old Town Road, so...
Are you a Billy Ray Cyrus fan, Omar?
He's still got his little soul patch too.
Yeah.
Boy, he got lots of soul.
He does, and he's still. I think he's still got a bit of that achy, breaky heart, but I think he's getting over it as it comes.
Hmm. Oh, don't break my heart, my achy, oh, that's not the song.
Hey, Omar, what are your thoughts on the Billy Ray Cyrus haircut that he's rocking at the moment? A bit of a mullet. Do you reckon Simo would look good with that?
Oh, yes, but Simo just needs to remember, by looking at Oppa, by the time he reaches 30, he will have as much hair as an egg.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'm hoping to buck the family trend in that regard.
Bald. Completely bald.
Is that a wig you're wearing now, Simo? I've always had my suspicions.
Yeah.
I would have a look at the hairline to see.
Oh, it is going a bit now you mention Oma.
Oma, you ready to sing for us this morning?
Oh, yes. This one is short and sweet, just like me.
All right, Oma, take it away. Go for it.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. Wow!
Oma, that fantastic, was spectacular. Oma. Call now if you recognize those lyrics. 64-572-977. Love you, Oma. That was fantastic.
I love you, boys. Have a rocking day.
Yeah, I reckon it's a wig, Oma. I reckon you're right. I think it's safe.
Are you ready this morning? Getting ready? School run happening soon, I assume. It is Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Simo, we're in the midst of Oma Idol. If you can guess the lyrics that she so beautifully sung for us just before, Mountain Munchies voucher is heading your way. And the first caller on the line is Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Hey, Darren, I think you might be one of the quickest callers we have at calling up. He's constantly there. He's got the phone ready to go whenever we do a competition.
He's ready to rumble. He's like, if he was a cowboy, quickest six-shooter in the West, but handy with a phone in modern times.
Now, Darren is living in Cooma. How's Cooma this morning? Is it a bit windy?
Very windy so far.
So do you hang your washing outside, or where does that go?
inside in the spare room on the inside clothesline.
Oh, yeah, smart move.
Smart move. Hey, Darren, every single Friday you do champagne and pyjama Fridays. Have you picked out the champagne for this week?
No.
No, it's just the pyjamas, mate. We bring the champagne.
We bring the champagne. Okay. Me and Sim all bring the champagne.
What was almost singing this morning, Darren? You got a bit of an idea on what that might have been? Well, it was, give it to us straight. What do you think it was?
Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Was it Bon Jovi?
Was it Simo?
I wonder. It was Bon Jovi, I reckon. But we don't have it in the system. We got every other Bon Jovi song ever.
Go and play another one.
So if you're not familiar with Bon Jovi, like they live on a prayer, they live give love a bad name, they do all sorts of business. So that's them.
I thought Simo was bringing the tension by leaving a bit of a dramatic pause there. What he was actually doing was panicking because he couldn't find the song.
Was Bon Jovi right? Like that was your youth, surely, Darren, was it?
Yeah, I was only in my late 20s.
Hey, Darren, what's your best dance move to dance to a Bon Jovi song? What do you go for?
Sprinkler, surely.
not that. Any sort of move.
You can't do the sprinkler to Bon Jovi. Who are you?
Ah, well. Did you have a mullet?
No.
No, never.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
You can call to play now, 64572977. That first caller through with the opportunity to spin the wheel of I Won What thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles.
It's a very simple, do give us a call and make a noise. That noise will get the wheel spinning. Depending on how powerful the noise that you make is how vigorously the wheel spins. I've got a load of prizes on the wheel today. Snowy Mountains cookies, they always capture my attention and they always seem to go missing if they don't get one. One accidentally fell into my mouth the other day. Amazing how that happened. Not sure how that happened.
Good morning to our first caller through. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who have we got there?
Piper.
Morning. What are you up to for your Thursday?
I'm going to school.
All right, right on. Can you, for the sound, have you got a pre-planned sound of what you're going to do for this Wheel of I Won What? All right. We're ready now. Go for it. Let it roll. This morning it is the Wheel of I Won What. It is thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. And what have you got hold of?
Ooh, what have we got there, Simo?
$25 dinner voucher from Maya Asian Cuisine opposite the Threadbow turn off in Jindabyne. Where are you headed to school this morning? Where are you going?
Smegs.
Ah, Smegs. So like what's your favorite subject?
Probably art.
Art.
And what's your least favourite subject?
Art. She's conflicted.
She has a very love-hate relationship with art. Do you have a least favourite subject or are they all pretty good?
They're all pretty good.
I was going to say she's a true artist. She's conflicted about how she feels about it. Mm. Have a great day at school. We've got Andy Grammer now taking this out. Don't give up on me on Snow FM.
Thank you. I will fight.
Tattooed on my heart, Bishop Briggs. Taking out Snow FM breakfast thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. It is Simo and Jordan with you for your Thursday.
And Simo, one of us isn't going to get tattooed on our heart, but we are going to get waxed on our arms. You have been frantically refreshing the Facebook poll that we've been running this past couple of days to decide which one of us will be waxed. You've been refreshing the hope that you get lots of more votes, or that I get lots more votes, sorry, and I take the win. But Simo, would you like to reveal the results? Has it happened or not?
Well, there has been a little bit of a little spike
has
in
there?
Jordan activity. So the wax on, wax off is running for several weeks.
Yeah.
Voting has been open over the last couple of days for who really deserves a significant waxing from Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty. So one of us is going to cop the waxing and the other one's going to have something nice done, right?
Yeah, a nice treatment. A hydro microdermabrasion. I've been practicing how to say that all morning.
Say that three times faster.
I'd rather not. So it's a skin treatment which helps get rid of pores and clear up acne and all that sort of stuff.
Gets rid of pores. claws.
No, it clears them up.
I was going to say, no, you need those.
Not that. That would be bad. Thank God I'm not doing the treatment. Otherwise, that would be very dangerous.
Yeah, no.
Right, we'll just get rid of these fingers. You don't need them.
No. We're going to close the voting now, and results are in.
And Simo, would you like to read the results? Who is the unfortunate candidate out of us two that is going to face the wax?
181 votes taken in a 48-hour period. Coming in at number one, 94 votes, Simo.
Simo will be the
52%.
Only 52, it was so close.
Yeah.
So, but Simo will be the one who faces the wax a little bit later on today. You can hear about it in on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, we'll be back in tomorrow.
I am very much looking forward to our afternoon's activities, Simo.
And I'll be, hopefully I'm not still hurting by tomorrow.
You'll be slightly lighter.
We'll catch you then.
See you then.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.